barefoot blue jean night. That right there is Jake Owen on Y100. My name is Hannah, and I'm pretty sure we have him on the line. Let's see. Hello.
Yo, this is Jake Owen. How are y'all?
Jake Owen, we are so much better now that you're on the phone and now that it's announced that you're coming to town next month.
I'm fired up about that. Are you fired up?
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I almost peed my pants a little when I found out. I'm serious.
Well, I've had a lot of fun. I've had a ton of fun in Green Bay, so I can't wait to be able to come back. And I know people there like to have a good time, so you put those two things together and it's a recipe for success.
Just a little bit. I feel like every time you come, it's just the most fun. And you are actually, I think you were our last show before everything kind of shut down. You brought your acoustic show here, and now you're going to be like kind of the first kick back, I guess.
Well, that's a pretty cool feeling to know that I kind of got to, well, I wouldn't say I got to shut it down. I mean, it was, we were lucky enough to be able to play for y'all before it all got kind of shut down, as you said. And then now to be able for y'all to bring us back is a really big deal. And along the lines of that tour we did, I called it the Tiki Tonk Tour, just myself and a guitar. That was so much fun. And everybody that came out, I just feel like we had a blast. It was really good kind of energy and happiness that was happening then. And hopefully that sent everybody into that time of shutdown with at least some hope that when we do get back out here on the road, which we're doing now, that's what we can look forward to. What I remember the most about that night was just how everybody was enjoying being with each other and being with their significant others and kids and families. And I love that feeling of freedom and just careless kind of just hanging in love. And I'm looking forward to getting back to doing that.
It was just a really organic night too. I feel like you're really good at that. It kind of, you know, making the crowd feel like we're all there together. You're talking to them and you're, you know, playing songs that they're yelling out. So it definitely gave us good memories to go into the last year of sitting around doing nothing. It gave us something to at least smile about, I guess.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me feel great.
So yeah, it's going to be a party. I feel like we also kind of manifested this whole situation because I remember at that show, there was quite a few like Go Pack Go cheers. And now you're going to be playing the kickoff show for our regular season. So our first home game is a Monday night. You're going to be playing on Sunday night. And are you going to be cheering for the Packers for that game? That's the question.
Got to. You know, I'm glad to know too that your boy Aaron's coming back. I mean, that was really had me up. And I don't live in Green Bay. Like, I'll be honest, I pull for the Packers because of just the kind of people y'all are, like just the integrity and the love y'all have for that team. But man, just reading it from afar, I was so bummed out to think that he was going to be possibly gone. So I'm glad to see they got that worked out.
Yeah, you and me and a lot of people agree on that, Jake. Okay, so you are going to be helping me host the 4 o'clock hour today. So we are going to take a couple minute break here, and then we're going to come back and talk about your brand new song that I'm obsessed with. So can you hang tight for a bit?
Well, I'm down.
Perfect. We'll be back in a bit with Jake Owen on Y100. Happy Friday. It's Hannah, and it is actually the happiest of all Fridays because this hour we have the one and only Jake Owen helping me host my show.
Yo.
So cool, even when you just say the word yo. Okay, Jake, we need to talk about your new song because I had someone send it to me last week. I woke up in the morning, I listened to it, and I think I've listened to it 10 million times since then. It's called Best Thing Since Backroads. It's like classic Jake Owen sounding. It's just so good.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited about it as well. I think from the sense that I've always made songs that I feel like, I mean, this goes back to what I said a minute ago about that acoustic tour. I just like to make people feel good. And if I can put out music that when they turn it on, they just want to maybe turn it up a little bit more than what it already is, then I feel like it makes them feel good. Roll the windows down, get some breeze in your hair. Songs like Anywhere With You and Barefoot Blue Jean Night, Beach In, and even down to the Honky Tonk felt like happy and good, you know? And I like songs that just put you in that mood. Not only do they put people in a good feel and, you know, they're kind of nostalgic, but when it comes time to play live, they are just another addition to the set that adds some energy and it's fun. So to know that we were the most added song at country radio, thank you guys so much for playing it. I mean, it seems like for the first song release off the new project after the success of our last album, it's a pretty good platform to jump off of.
It has like the classic Jake Owen feel. It just makes you want to sing out loud, and I'm so excited to hear it next month. I did also tell someone it was written about me. Can you confirm or deny that?
No, well, I was actually going to tell you, I didn't get around underground to saying that, but we actually, I wasn't one of the writers on that song, but I think when they all sat down, they were thinking of you, and they were just like, we should definitely cater this song.
Perfect. No? That's what I thought. And the music video is coming out. You just teased that, right?
I did, yeah. I filmed that actually this weekend with some friends of mine, and I had kind of took a few, I have a few different cars I like to drive around that I've kind of collected over the years. And it's funny, since to me, like, Best Things Since Backroads really is about, like, the feeling of riding backroads more than just, like, the cliche, like, oh, let's get in the truck with our girl and put her feet on the dash. And you know what I mean? Like, it's more to me about, I think everyone rides backroads, and sometimes they do it alone. You know, they just want to go ride and clear their head. Some people like to ride motorcycles. Some people like to ride, you know, driving their truck. And to me, so there's days where I pull out, I got an old Camaro, and it kind of makes me want to drive a little bit faster than normal. I kind of wanted to encapsulate all those feels in the video, and we're going to drop that out here in the next day or so.
For sure. I feel like the back roads are where you get your best thinking done. Like, I need to just either walk down one or drive down one, listen to a good song, and that's, you can kind of just solve life's problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of what made me really love this song. Again, I love the melody. I love the back, the little up tempo, but it kind of just makes me feel good. And I always felt like if I could record songs that at the core of me as an artist makes me feel good, if I didn't even write it, then I'm a fan of country music. So I'm no different than those of your listeners that are out there listening. That when I hear a song that feels good, even like other artists right now that are putting songs out, I'm like, man, I love that song. I'm a big fan of trying to make sure that I put out music that feels great.
Well, I'd say you're definitely succeeding with that, Mr. Jake Owen. Okay, so I have you for the full 4 o'clock hour. So we are going to play that song we were just talking about, Best Thing Since Backroads, right now. And then we're going to come back in a bit. And I want to talk to you about something epic that you just did. So everyone hang tight. We are playing the new one right now. Jake Owen, Best Thing Since Backroads on Y100.
A heart on fire.
Happy Friday. It's Hannah. We still have Jake Owen on the line. I don't know how I convinced you to be here with me for the full hour, but I'm very grateful. And now I want to talk about something really cool that you just posted about to your Instagram. Did you get a hole-in-one? Was that your first ever hole-in-one? I know you've been golfing a long time.
Yes. It's pretty wild. But you know, you spend a lot of time in your life trying to do something like that. And I don't even know if you're trying. I think it happens when you're not trying. And it was pretty cool to have somebody there on the with the camera. And like, it was one of those moments that's pretty neat. We were in Montana.
Was it cooler getting your first number one song or getting a hole in one?
Oh, definitely. I would say the number one song for sure. Cause that's like a grind. You know, I think those don't just happen. And I think like hole in ones just happen. Like, you just get lucky. I mean, I know I've got friends of mine I played golf my whole life. I've got friends of mine that have played for like just a year or two, and they've made at least one or two. Like, sometimes it just happens, and it's good luck. I mean, it's luck, right? There's no luck behind getting a number one song. I mean, you have to have a good song, but nobody gives enough credit to, like, for instance, like, those that are listeners out there don't even realize that I have a team of people that work at Big Loud Records that literally every week are calling on people like yourselves and just saying, please play Jake's song, please. If it wasn't for the people that I love the most at my label that work hard for me doing that, then you don't just luck out and get a number one. So I'm really thankful for them, and that's why I think it's a lot more fulfilling having a number one song than a hole-in-one.
For sure, they work hard, but obviously, I mean, you make it easy for them by releasing great music. And speaking of your team, we actually told someone on your team that we're going to force you to golf with us on the Sunday that you are here next month. So just be aware that question is coming.
I'm down.
Let's go. Okay, perfect. I'm putting it in my calendar. Jake, we have a couple more minutes with you, so we are going to play a couple more songs, and then when we come back, I'm going to try to trick you with a game that we're going to play. So you good to hang for a little bit longer?
Well, I'm down.
You're the best. We'll be back in a few with Jake Owen on Y100. This is Chris Stapleton with his latest called You Should Probably Leave. It is Hannah, and we have a couple more minutes with Jake Owen, who was gracious enough to spend this whole hour with us. So thank you so much, Jake. Now I'm going to try to trick you, though. We are going to play a game because I know there was a long period of time there where you weren't touring, and so you might have gotten a little rusty on knowing the lyrics to your song. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a line of your song to you and see if you can finish the lyrics. You up for that?
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair.
New to town and new to me. Her ruby red lips were sipping on sweet tea.
Nice. Crushed it. Okay, we started off easy. If you want to just hide out, we can send a postcard back.
If you want to just hide out, we can send a postcard back from a mountain out in Idaho, I guess it is.
Nice. Close enough.
Think about it, like, sometimes just to, like, pop off the lyrics off the top of my head, it's almost like you have to be, like, in, you know, like, I have to start off the chorus in my head, like, singing it in order to, for everything else. Because it's like muscle memory.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And just to hear it, like, talked, it's much different than hear it being sang. But you're crushing it right now.
Right.
I've done this game with other artists, and they are, like, just have no clue. So you're crushing it. We have one more, okay? Close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
Six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne way back when I was Jack and you were Diane.
Woo! Wow! 100%, Jake. You crushed that. You're so ready for this Green Bay show.
I'm ready. I can't wait to see y'all.
We cannot wait to see you.
I really appreciate y'all bringing me back.
I mean, you can come every month if you want. We would be totally fine with that. Just make it just a monthly trip to Wisconsin.
I'm down. Just every Saturday night? We just have a little Saturday night get down or what?
Yeah, on the back roads. We can pick a new back road every month. You should do a back road tour. Did I just come up with a new idea? That would be epic.
That's actually a really good idea. Just shut down a back road and have everybody drive out of the back roads and
yes. Okay. Well, I will take a cut of whatever you make on that tour. You're welcome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jake. We are going to see you Sunday, September 19th. It is a free show in the Lambeau parking lot before our big Monday night game. So we cannot wait to see you. And thanks for hanging for a little bit today.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you. I can't wait to see you.
And we can't wait to see you, Jake. Thank you so much for hanging today. Have a good one.
Later. Number one.